Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the second week of Lent, March 5th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where he writes, "When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side." The parable of the rich man and Lazarus is not a gentle story. It is stark, unsettling, and deliberately uncomfortable, especially in Lent. Jesus does not tell it to satisfy our curiosity about the afterlife, but to expose the danger of a life anesthetized by comfort. Both men die. That is the first great leveling truth. Death does not ask how full our barns were, or how impressive our resumes, or admired our reputation. It asks only one thing. What kind of heart did you form? Lazarus, whose name means God helps, is carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man, who is never named, is buried. And that may be the most tragic detail of all. Lazarus is known by name, even in poverty. The rich man, surrounded by luxury and life, becomes anonymous in eternity. Riches, it seems, had not given him an identity. They had erased it. Notice how carefully what condemns the rich man. He is not accused of cruelty. He does not strike Lazarus, curse him, or drive him away. His sin is more subtle and more common. He does not see him. Lazarus lies at his gate, visible, persistent, inconvenient, and the rich man steps over him day after day without noticing. Wealth had insulated him. Comfort had dulled his vision. This is the true danger of riches, not possession, but distraction, not abundance, but forgetfulness. Riches whisper the lie that we are self-sufficient, that our lives are secure, that suffering belongs to someone else. Slowly, almost imperceptibly, the heart closes. Yet Jesus does not condemn wealth itself. Scripture is clear. Riches can be a blessing when they become instruments of mercy. Abraham was wealthy. So were many of the righteous. The dividing line is not what we have, but what has us. In the afterlife, the great reversal takes place. The chasm the rich man now sees was not created after death. It was formed during life. Stone by stone, meal by meal, choice by choice. Hell, in this parable, is not merely punishment. It is the final consequence of a heart trained to ignore love. And still, even in torment, the rich man does not ask for Lazarus to be freed. He asks Lazarus to serve him, to bring him water, to act as a messenger. His vision demands distorted. His vision remains distorted. He has not learned to love. He has only learned to fear suffering. Lent confronts us with a hard but merciful question. Who is at my gate? Whose pain have I learned to walk past? Where have comfort and routine made me spiritually blind? The good news is this. Unlike the rich man, we are still alive. The gate is still before us. The poor are still visible. The scriptures are still being proclaimed. The sacraments are still offered. The chasm is not yet fixed. Lazarus was saved not because he was poor, but because he trusted in God. The rich man was lost not because he was rich, but because he trusted in himself. Lent invites us to shift our trust, to loosen our grip, to open our eyes, to let mercy flow now, while it still can. May this season teach us to be rich in what matters, compassion, humility, and love that sees. Let us pray. Merciful God, you are the defender of the poor and the hope of those who trust in you. Strip away from our hearts whatever blinds us to the suffering of others. Free us from the illusion that comfort can save us or that abundance can satisfy the soul. Teach us to recognize Christ in the Lazarus at our gate and to respond not with indifference, but with love. As we journey through this holy season of Lent, form in us generous hearts, attentive eyes, and lives poured out in mercy, so that when our earthly journey ends, we may be welcomed by the angels into the joy of your kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you experienced a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage during this holy season of Lent, where we reflect over a passage of Scripture and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.